Jerry Agar on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
You aware of that story of a woman, this is a white lady, Amy Cooper, walking in Central Park in New York, and she calls the police to say that she's being threatened by a black man, an African-American man. By the way, here's a curious little detail in the story before I go further. Her name is Amy Cooper. His is Christian Cooper. They're not related. It's just a kind of a curiosity, a coincidence. So this woman made this accusation. Police did not find there was anything to the accusation. Her employer, Franklin Templeton, decided that she was out of control and had caused a racial issue to some degree in New York City, and they fired her. And now she's suing Franklin Templeton because they caused her severe emotional distress. She was suicidal. She wants money. She's seeking an unspecified damage for race and gender discrimination, defamation, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and negligence. Now, listen, I've watched the video. Because Christian Cooper, the guy, turned on his phone, we don't see what happened initially. What we're told is that initially, Amy Cooper was walking in the park and in Central Park, and she was with her dog, and the dog was not on a leash. Christian Cooper is an ardent bird watcher, and he said the dog not on the leash was tearing up some of the plants and things that people had put in, and he told her that the dog had to be on a leash, and that's when the trouble started. And we don't know what he said to her. However, when you look at the video, he's very calm. She knows she's being videotaped. She's not being calm. I'm going to call the police. And he says, okay, okay, call the police. And she does. And there's an African-American man threatening my life. And he's saying very little, actually. She doesn't come off well in this. But now she's trying to sue her employer because they thought she wasn't coming off very well at all and didn't represent the company well. And they got rid of her. Joining me to talk about this, employment lawyer Sunira Chaudhry from Levitt, Shake, Chaudhry and Swan, employment lawyers. Sunira, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
So what do you think? Let's bring this home. If this were happening in Canada, would she have gotten fired and would she have a chance with this lawsuit if she were?
I think the world is going so much more towards reputation. And Franklin Templeton is a huge organization. I think it's very sensitive about its reputation and about what its employees do online. If there's an online video about you that's going viral, painting you as a racist, I can imagine that most employers that have any kind of online reputation would want to get rid of that employee. So I'm not surprised at all here that Franklin Templeton, after seeing this video going viral, the next day fired Amy Cooper.
All right. And if she had worked for a Canadian company, could they have fired her for that?
Absolutely. I mean, look, I think what we don't know, but what I assume, Franklin Templeton could have fired her for any reason whatsoever, not for cause, meaning giving her a severance package or whatever she might be entitled to under her employment agreement. But they could have potentially taken the step here saying, we're going to fire you for cause. You breached your employment agreement. You held yourself out in a way that brought our company into disrepute, although they probably didn't do that. Now she's going forward and suing Franklin Templeton, getting herself back in the media. When we pare everything down here, what we really have to ask is, what judge is actually going to have sympathy for this woman? If she actually thinks that she is going to get the sympathy of a judge in the United States after she really manufactured this hardship and brought it unto herself, I mean, I think practically speaking, she's dead in the water.
Yeah, I mean, you watch the video, and as I said, and we have to be fair about this, Sunira, we didn't see the exchange that took place afterward. It's theoretically possible for a person to cause some trouble, then turn on their camera and be all sweet and nice on the video. Look, the other person's the problem. It just doesn't have the tone of that having happened, though, does it?
It doesn't. She called the police. She racially profiled this guy. He seemed very calm. And she got videotaped while doing it. And we employment lawyers say it time and again. Your employment doesn't end. Your badge as an employee doesn't get hung up, you know, after 9 to 5. You remain an employee when you're off hours, when you're out in the world. So really, I think what she needs to do is really take stock of what her personal profile looks like now publicly. You Google her name, what's going to come up? unfortunately, I don't think anybody, like the court of public opinion, unfortunately for her, has already decided she should have been turfed. And I don't think that's going to change. This lawsuit is not going to all of a sudden change the narrative. And by the way, she says she has had emotional distress. She's been led to suicidal ideation. I mean, she's launched some really serious allegations against her employer here. She's going to need some really serious evidence to back up those serious allegations.
Does it make a difference, Sunira, what you do for a company? In other words, I could certainly see why if I went out and did something stupid in public like that, they'd take me off this radio station right away. I'm the face. I'm the product. So if I come into disrepute, not on my opinions, because I'm here to give my opinions. I mean, if I actually did that, what she did, they'd get rid of me. But if you've got somebody who's working in the basement coiling wire all day long, for the phone company that owns the radio station, I don't know that they'd fire that person, or would they?
I think you'd be right. Normally, where you are the fiduciary or you hold the goodwill of an organization, you're the face of an organization, like you are for your show. Absolutely. You have one misstep, you might get terminated. And normally, if you are a rank and file employee, what you do outside shouldn't have some impact on your job. But now with social media, increasingly we're seeing that it does. And the other thing about this story is that everybody came to know Amy Cooper's name. Amy Cooper is a name that's now synonymous, unfortunately, with this bird watching Central Park incident. And I think that regardless of wherever she falls in the Franklin Templeton hierarchy, she herself is known for this incident, and many employers may not want to touch her with a 9-foot pole. So because she herself is known as part of this incident, I think she's a bit of an exception to the rule here. Everybody's going to know what she did and remember her for it. Unfortunately, this is her legacy.
And by the way, I feel sorry for all the other Amy Coopers, because it's not that uncommon a name. There'll be other Amy Coopers out there, Sunira. She's Canadian, and sometimes you could think, well, I guess I'll go back to my home country and maybe I can get work there. But hey, media being what it is today and the internet being what it is, she's got the same problem here that she would have down there in New York.
Yeah, you know, we've seen increasingly every week we see stories. We saw some BC employees at a ski hill dancing maskless at a bar a few weeks ago. They all got fired. We don't even know what their names are. So if you are caught online doing something that's really untoward or outside of your company's mandate, you can expect there might be a reckoning.
Okay. Some people are writing in saying that, like, I'm getting here, U.S. employment laws are different. Templeton might have to pay her out. And you're saying you don't think so?
Well, actually, many states in the U.S. are at will at employment, meaning it's voluntary. Many employers don't owe you much, if anything at all, once you're terminated. But Canadian employment laws are much, vastly more generous than most states in the U.S., that's for sure. So in the States, whether you get terminated for cause or not for cause, it's really not going to change much in your pocketbook, because most employees are at-will employees, meaning you're not entitled to much of anything on termination unless your employment agreement calls for it.
Yeah, I've worked in both countries, and I can tell you the protection, legal protection for an employee is much, much stronger in Canada.
Absolutely. But even then, Amy Cooper, I think if she were employed in Canada, she'd be terminated, maybe not for cause. She would get her minimum entitlements, or maybe her employer would just pay her something so she goes away into the night, not wanting to make it a big moral issue. But I think most employers, regardless of whether or not they allege cause, they would want to distance themselves from that employee. And in the States, it's much, much cheaper to terminate an employee than it is in Canada.
Someone just wrote in and suggested, Sunira, that it might go better for Amy Cooper if she changed her name to Alice.
Well, you'd know more about that than I would. I think you have a ton of stories about Alice Cooper.
And no time to tell them. Sunira Chaudhry is with Levitt, Shake, Chaudhry & Swan Employment Lawyers. Great to have you. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks, Jerry.